An inquest has heard how a man who died at University Hospital Limerick had fallen from a trolley in the busy emergency department and may have been dead for over an hour before staff found him on the floor. A verdict of death by medical misadventure was recorded yesterday on the death of Martin Abbott from Shannon in County Clare, who died in December of 2019. He was 65 and described as a much-loved father, husband and taxi driver. University Hospital Limerick previously acknowledged deficits in his care and offered apologies to the Abbott family at Limerick Coroner's Court in Kilmallock yesterday. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning. What happened to Martin Abbott? This is almost 5 years ago now.
Yeah, I think if you could put a human face on the cost of overcrowding in our hospitals, Gavin, this would be it. I mean, as you said, Martin Abbott was a 65-year-old man. He had previously had a kidney transplant, so he was on anti-rejection medicines and steroids. So he had a kind of a complicated medical background. But he was taken to University Hospital Limerick on December the 14th. Now, he was complaining of a fever, a nasty cough, abdominal pain and diarrhea. So he was brought, he was assessed, he was put on a trolley in the emergency department, and they were waiting for a bed to become free for him within the hospital. Now, his wife Mary and his daughter Anne Marie, they had spent hours with him between December the 14th and December the 16th, but there was no sign of a bed. Now, Anne Marie, she left her father at 10 o'clock that night. She said she was quite concerned that he wasn't receiving the type of care or attention that he needed. She left the tent. She's spoken to the staff. She was assured that a medical team would assess him. And then suddenly at around 6 o'clock in the morning, Gardaí called the family home in Shannon to say that they were required at University Hospital Limerick. They arrived at the hospital to be told that Martin had died. Now, what is truly shocking about the circumstances of his death is that he was found lying face down on the floor beside his trolley in a small cubicle off the emergency department. Nurses, doctors immediately tried to resuscitate him. But when the registrar doctor attempted to put a ventilation or airways tube into Mr. Abbott's throat, he couldn't do so because the head and face was rigid, that rigor mortis had already set in. And the inquest heard that Mr. Abbott could have been lying on the floor for over an hour.
The inquest finished yesterday. What did the coroner say?
The coroner very much focused on the issue of overcrowding. Overcrowding was mentioned by almost every single doctor and nurse that gave evidence. To put in context, between December the 16th and December the 17th, there were 141 patients, some of them very, very sick, in the emergency department. There was 54 patients alone in zones B and C where Mr. Abbott was being treated. And that translated as 9 seriously ill patients for every single nurse that was in the department. And the coroner, John McNamara, he said that Limerick has a very proud history on the hurling field, but he said it doesn't with University Hospital Limerick, that it's in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And he said it's all about overcrowding. Now, there was an external review conducted into this incident. It was published, I think it was in November of 2021, and it made 26 separate recommendations about changes that were required in University Hospital Limerick and specifically around the emergency department. 24 of those 26 recommendations have been enacted, or action is ongoing on them, and the other two are currently under review.
How has the hospital responded to the results of this inquest?
I think one of the things that was stressed yesterday was that the hospital has been taking measures in terms of providing extra beds, reviewing systems, but I think it really does boil down to resources. I mean, one doctor who gave evidence yesterday, the Cardex, it's a type of card in which prescriptions and medicines are recorded in the hospital, that was effectively lost in terms of Mr. Abbott's care. It was referenced several times yesterday. But one doctor said it's not unusual for these things to get lost, because he said you're dealing with a very busy A&E unit. You're dealing with overcrowding. You're dealing with staff that are very stressed because they're dealing with large volumes of patients. So he said, you know, these things happen when you have a limited number of staff and a large number of patients. So I think really the focus on overcrowding, it's not going to go away until the resources to cope with that, or until the systems are in place to reduce or ease the numbers unfortunately, you're going to have, I think, incidents like this going into the future.
Ralph, thank you. That's Ralph Regal. He's Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent.